Glenn Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
And a good Monday morning to you. It is 8:54 coming up on the 9 o'clock hour. A little showbiz news here. I bet you recognize this song. It was a beautiful day. That's Bono and U2, but it's not such a beautiful day, Len, for Bono's charity, One.
What's going on with that?
Well, One, the anti-poverty charity he co-founded with Bobby Shriver of the Kennedy political dynasty, has apologized for what it described as several years of bullying at its South African office. Now, apparently, the Mail on Sunday, a British tabloid, was about to come out with a report that says in the office in Johannesburg, at the charity One, employees were subjected to a toxic culture of bullying and abuse. Bono's trying to get out ahead of this story by apologizing for it. He's going to clean house there. He says that he's going to go to South Africa and meet with the employees of that charity to apologize to them in person.
Maybe you should do a concert for them.
There's a great Bono heckling story that I heard years ago. So Bono's giving one of his concerts, and in the middle of the song, he stops and he goes,
snapping his fingers?
Every time I snap my fingers, a child in Africa dies. And somebody screams, stop snapping your bloody fingers, mate.
Stop it.
So stop snapping your bloody fingers, mate.
So what do you think of this Kathy Griffin deal? She is going to go back on tour.
She's been in hiding since she held up the bloody head of Trump, which was one of the big miscalculations in the history of comedy. And she was rightly trounced for doing that vulgar and tasteless thing.
It was tasteless. Anyway, she was on Bill Maher's show. And, she said that she's finally, after 9 months, going back to work.
By the way, I have a small victorious announcement. Small.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm dipping my toes into touring again, even though the Trumps and nobody wants me to work again. But I'm dipping my toes in, and I just booked today. I'm going to do a show at Carnegie Hall in New York. And
I've heard of it.
It's more than dipping your toes in if you're in Carnegie Hall.
I'm also going to go right to Trump's backyard and do a show at the Kennedy Center.
It's more than dipping your toes in. Those are big bookings, Carnegie Hall and the Kennedy Center.
I wonder how she'll do it. I got to tell
you, do you think she's funny? I do not think she's funny. I think she's vulgar and unfunny. I saw her Broadway show a few years ago now, and I was not impressed with Kathy Griffin.
I would enjoy her on New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper.
I thought that was painful. The two of them were terrible.
That was fun. But you and I have different tastes. But I do think it was totally tasteless what she did with the hanging of the severed, bloodied head of Donald Trump. That was awful.
Yeah,
she deserved all the backlash she got over that.
But she's emerged from her self-imposed Trump exile, I guess, and she's going to be at Carnegie Hall and the Kennedy Center. And you know what? I'm not going to Carnegie Hall to see her. I'm not interested.
It's part of your job. Mr. Broadway?
No. It's Carnegie Hall, then.
Well, that's part of Broadway.
It's not Broadway.
Well,
it's on 57th Street and 6th Avenue. It's nowhere near Broadway.
No, I just made
When's the last time you were at a theater in the theater district, Len?
I've been there quite a while, but I think it's part of Broadway.
Exclamation point.
Oliver, hello, Dolly.
Speaking of Trump, so what do you... Apparently, all 60 right. Minutes has a Stormy Daniels interview.
Yes, Stormy. Stormy Daniels sat down with Anderson Cooper to sort of do a tell-all interview, but they haven't run it yet because Trump's lawyers are maybe taking out an injunction, I guess, against CBS to prevent them from airing the interview. I don't know about that.
If nothing happened?
We shall see. I mean, I don't think injunctions against the media ever work out. First Amendment protects the media a lot from these injunctions and whatnot. Right. Let her have her say. Take it for what it is. She's out there trying to make money, I'm sure, for a book deal or something like that. And you know what? I think at the end of the day, it's going to have no effect whatsoever on Keep America Great! !
I think you're probably right.
Keep America Great! Exclamation point.
And CBS is holding this back, ginning up publicity so they can get ratings, Len. That's what it's
about. I do agree with you. I don't think it affects anything, but if there were some campaign finance rules, they could play around with that.
You're in the weeds there.
No, I understand. I understand. It's not going to affect one bit Trump's popularity. And I can say that with an
exclamation point.
You are right. All right.